make in a day, what you make in a month. Got a lot of cash, so a nigga gon' stunt. Spillin' on grass, better rollin' one up. Yeah, we live fast, but the main thing is trust. TGOD, keep gin in the cup. Get in where you fit in, I'm winning.
Don't miss this jet, ho. 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 Talking jet life to the next life. Jet life to the next life. Jet life to the next life.
Yo, man, what's good? It's your boy Jay Banda here for another Epi on Cushion Coffee podcast. Today we got Chicago Canna Store, aka Dre, in the building, man. If you guys don't know about him, he's got his own store out there in DeKalb.
Yes, sir.
And, we're gonna have a little conversation, man. What's up, bro? How you doing, Dre?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me out here. You know what I mean? I love what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You know?
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you coming on the podcast. Before we get deeper in the conversation, man, go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself, what you got going on.
Yeah, I'm Dre, man. If you guys don't know, from the south side of Chicago, I end up opening up a grocery store out in DeKalb. We're originally going to open one out here in Chicago, but, you know, there's a couple ones already out here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chicago Roots. You know what I'm saying? Marius, he's a dope dude. You know what I'm saying? If you guys do need some grow shit and you're in the city, you can't make that drive all the way to DeKalb, NIU area, then, you know, slide over to him. He'll take care of you. But, yeah, we started out. I was working with them. I was going to build them a website and stuff like that. Then the owner, Tommy, was like, you know what? You might as well open up your own. I was like, all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, all right, Tommy. So I end up opening up an online store and helping people with craft grow. So a lot of people, I was part of Science Research Squad, which is Science LED Research Squad and stuff like that. So I was carrying their lights. I was testing their lights and grows. And a lot of people start asking me, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, where can I get that light? Hey, you know, it's full spectrum. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know what full spectrum, but it's full spectrum light, so you get all even lighting, you know what I'm saying, all that. So people start, you know, hollering at me about that. And one thing led to another. We start, you know, selling those lights to people, you know what I'm saying, 10 lights, 5 lights, whatever people wanted. And my boy was like, yo, let's open up this grow store. And I was like, say less. He was like, it's go time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what we ended up doing out in DeKalb.
So the lights and all that, too, comes into a – does it give it, like, the plant, like, a different kind of grow or different lights do different things for the plant?
Yeah, different lights do a lot of different things, from your heat to, you know what I'm saying, like, it can change everything. So, like, when I say full spectrum tuning or, like, crop steering, like, with Science LED lights, you can crop steer with that light. You got the far reds, nanos, all that to put your plants to sleep faster. But then, you know, you got the HPS, you know what I'm saying, tried and true. And when I tell people if they first started growing or whatever, like, what your budget is or, like, this and that, I'm like, go with the HPS system because it'll save you money in the long run. You know, spend $150, $200 for an HPS light. It's not that much. 1,000 watts per plant, you know, you get your yield. No matter what with the HPS, you're going to get that yield. You know what I'm saying? LEDs, you're still going to, you know, hit that yield, but you got to know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to know how to push your plants. And, you know, it all depends on which way you want to go.
So,
down a rabbit hole.
So the cheapest way, what, you mean just, like, saving bulbs and shit? Like, buying bulbs, less bulbs?
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, so, like, most LED lights come with a 5-year warranty or whatever. But, yeah. Like, the bulbs, like, say you get that new, like, a 1,000-watt HPS system, right?
Yeah.
That's only going to cost you like $200 with the bulb included. And that's good for like 2 runs. You know what I mean? Like that bulb, then you swap it out another $100 or whatever. And, you know, you replace the bulb. So, you know, you're only at $300 right there. You know what I'm saying? With 2 grows. So like your profit margin versus LED. When you go LED, you drop a minimum on a good LED, $900. You know, anywhere from $9 to $22 I've seen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? $1,500 per light. You know what I'm saying? So if you're trying to run a 5-lighter, a 10-lighter, you know, that adds up.
Yeah.
So that's why I tell people, like, depending on your budget, and you're going to hit that yield, that number that you want to hit with the HPS, you know what I'm saying? It's tried and true. So all the people out in Mendo, Cali, and all that stuff, they still use HPS. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or light depth with HPS.
So how many plants would you grow on just one of those HPS lights?
It all depends on the size.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what do you mean depending on the size?
All right, so 1,000 watts, depending on what size of the area that you have, like say 4x4 or 5x5. Or
like one of those tents or just?
Yeah, tents. General? I prefer people to have grow in a room, but you know, if you can't grow in a room, then you know, a tent. So like 5x5, you can probably fit, we just say in Cali, plant count right now or something. You can probably fit like in 3 gals, you can probably fit like 16 plants underneath 1,000 watt light. You know what I'm saying?
Just one light? Yeah. 16 plants?
16.
No way.
Yeah, and 3 gallon pots, you can do it.
3 gallon pots. That's all the root sides need. That's all it needs.
I mean, that's just if you wanna, you know,
just grow like a little bush.
No, you're gonna lollipop them. So you're gonna like.
Oh shit, lollipop.
Yeah, you're gonna lollipop them. So you're gonna let them get about a foot. You know what I'm saying? Before you flip, and once you know do that flip, you go through and you cut off like a fourth of the bottom of the canopy. Take all that off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean by flip?
Flip is like when you put into flower cycle.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So like. Most people have their lights on in veg or whatever, which is about a month or 3 to 4 weeks, depending on, you know, where you're starting from. And with that, you'll be on either 24 hours or 18 and 6. So, you know what I'm saying? Then when you go to flip, when I say flip, it's more of a, like you go to 12 lights or 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And that's your flower cycle.
Oh. Yeah. Shit. So what does that do during the flower cycle, doing that with the rotation?
That's when you get your flower, your buds.
You know? Yeah, 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 I know your flower cycle, but as far as, like, reducing the light that it needs, like, why do you do that?
It just tricks in, you know, like, nature to let them know that it's longer, you know what I'm saying? It's coming to an end.
Okay.
Or, like, you got, like, two.
Oh, like, seven. The seasons is coming to an end. Oh, okay. That's crazy, right? How plants fucking just, like, know that shit? Like.
Yeah, because if you could do 12 hours on, or, I mean, 18 hours or 24 hours, it's never going to hit a flower cycle.
So your flowers are in assimilation. Just think about that.
Yeah, man.
You're assimilating the light of sunlight, right? To make them think that they are what they are supposed to be doing at a certain time. That is fucking crazy. That just blew my mind right now. Like, are we in assimilation? Like, who the fuck? We're growing for power, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's just crazy. Some stoner shit right there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's just cool. As far as, like, 16 fucking plants in one, too, that's, what is the different between growing indoor and outdoor?
Outdoor, them plants can get crazy big.
Because of, the size of the roots it can just grow?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Bigger the pot, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they say bigger the pot, bigger the fruits or whatever, but, like, yeah, they get huge, man. And Cali, Mendo, and all that stuff, man. And, like, my boys be sending me pitch and stuff, video of me. And the motherfucker's, like, as high as this fucking ceiling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking it's trees.
It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know. So, yeah, that's just, like, a little breakdown on, like, the 5x5 with a 1,000-watt light in there. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have it on full 1,000-watt blast because it'll be kind of a lot, so you just turn it to 50%, and that still, like, you know, give you about like 500 to 600 watts per, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Getting back to, you said you prefer people to grow inside their homes instead of tents. Why is that?
Well, if you have a dedicated room, the atmosphere.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The space, you know what I'm saying? Ambient air and all that. So, like, plants know when it's constricted, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to, you know, you can do a side-by-side. Say you have a 4x8 and you have a room that you can do, like, plants are going to be bigger in the fucking the other room, you know what I'm saying, versus a tent. My boy's going to kill me for saying this shit, though.
Why, because he loves growing in a tent?
No. Most of the time, it'd be me with the tent, but he rather has the room, you know what I'm saying? Like, are, like, secrets that nobody really, you know, too much know. Like, it's normal out there in Cali, but a lot of people don't be games up out here with certain things.
So. Oh, shit. Yeah. Dropping games. Yeah. Well, that's what happens, bro, when you're having conversations, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, because I was just intrigued by that. Like, why is that? You know what I'm saying? Because I know already grown with light, it's artificial as hell. So I was just curious about growing on the inside and outside, and as far as like the lighting.
Yeah, and like with the HPS too, you get like full spectrum too with the HPS, because they do have their like infrareds and ultraviolets and stuff like that. So, you know, power consumption, you know what I'm saying, like versus certain lights or whatever. So like there's some, you know, good lights out there, like you know, I got to shout out Science, but Science, Gavitas, they kill it. They've been in the game forever. They make the best HPS light system, period. And, you know, they're doing really good with their lights, their LED lights, too. It's crazy. Those are the best two I would go with.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to choose, it'd be the Gavitas or it'd be Science.
So, starting off growing before... When did you start, before all this shit started off? Man. Obviously, you started smoking cannabis, right?
Yeah. So it's a little shorty.
do you remember what age you started smoking and who you smoked with?
Oh, man.
That's a hard stoner question to ask, right?
Like, I think I was like, maybe like 11 to 12 or something like that.
That's when I started at 11.
And I smoked with my uncle.
Me too, dog. Me too. Shout out to Walker Jesse.
Shout out to Black, man. Shout out to Black.
Shout out to Uncle Jeff. Shout out to the uncles, bro. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
My uncle not too much older than me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like the little, I lived out south. They lived up in the burbs and stuff like that. So like for the summer sometime, I'd go out there and go kick it with them. So I was like, I was a little dude with them. You know what I'm saying? And like, oh, you can't go without him.
All the time. You were that one? Yeah. I couldn't go nowhere without my little brother either, though. I had to take him everywhere. He's like, It was dope though, because we got into some shit together. So,
yeah, man. But, that was the first time with my uncle and them.
Did he used to always ask you or what?
No, I was like, no, let me smoke. I smoke. Give me that. You know what I mean? Like, I was, you know, I tried to play the city card. You know?
Yeah. Like, you don't know where I'm from, bro. I'm from out south and south, bro.
Yeah.
I'm from 71st over there.
You pretty much close, man. You close. Yeah.
So how did you feel when you first got high?
I felt
you remember?
Yeah, man, anxiety, shit, racing, like then slow motion though too. It's just like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
It felt like Friday, fucking Ice Cube on Friday. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dog speaking to him and shit.
Yeah, all that, man, all that.
And then growing up to being now, how long you been doing this, cultivating and running your shop?
Cultivating. We just opened a store out in October.
Last year. Oh, shit. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. We opened in October.
I think I seen the day you guys were moving in. You're removing all the stuff and plants and shit. Like, you're doing all kind of work and shit, too, at the store, right? Like,
yeah, so we lost a spot. We had a spot that we're going to open up in West Chicago, like the suburb, West Chicago part, but some shit happened, fell through. So, bro, I got, like, video clips of me, like, on a fucking tractor and shit, like plowing, because we're gonna sit on, I think we're sitting on like 30 acres plus, you know what I'm saying? So we can do events there and like camp, people can come camp, kick it, you know what I'm saying? Like festival shit like that. But then, you know, we got shut down or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So then we end up moving to, we had to make that pivot.
Why they shut you down?
You know, competition, man, competition, but.
Oh, shit.
You know? It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we're too close to them. So we end up moving to DeKalb. So.
Oh, you were trying to open it in Chicago here?
West Chicago.
West Chicago.
It's a suburb, man.
Yeah. Who, can I ask who was out there? Or no?
No. All right.
Never mind.
I don't need them people knocking at the door tomorrow.
Hey, bro, why you over there talking shit on the podcast? I wasn't talking shit. Stop block. You know what I'm saying? Blackballing. Or whatever you doing.
Yeah.
Gatekeeping. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of gatekeepers in that game, man.
Especially in Chicago, bro. Like, I think Atlanta. I like Atlanta, dog. Atlanta's, like, super dope. Like, there's so many people out there just networking.
Yeah, Atlanta, you know, doing their thing, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's really where you should be at. We should be at. It's for us. It's a city for us. You know what I'm saying? Because it's ran by, you know what I'm saying, Black people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's like home. It's down south, honestly, bro.
Yeah, you ever smoke Pluto?
Uh-uh.
Pluto's, I can't remember the actual name for it, but Gas House. That's the company name.
I smoked some Gas House, yeah.
Yeah, Gas House, they from Atlanta, and they got some fire. They got Pluto.
Shout out to Gas House. Get at me. Next time I get to Atlanta.
They got a smoke shop and shit, too.
Man. So smoking and shit, smoking with your uncle, did you ever find out? Did you ever find out? Your mom ever find out you smoke with your cousins and shit?
My mom, a little bit. But she was cool, you know what I mean? Like, my mom from Cabrini Green.
So yeah, yeah.
It was just different, you know what I mean? Like, she'd catch me with the black and mild tips in the shoes.
Yeah, yeah. So did you grow up in the Cabrini Greens before they tore them down or no?
I did not. I grew up in Inglewood.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I ended up moving to the suburbs probably like freshman year or whatever, out to DuPage, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, DuPage crazy, so. Just let y'all know, stay out of DuPage, man. They slamming motherfuckers.
Stay the fuck away from over there.
For real.
And then growing up out of high school and shit, what made you start to, like, ever start planting a plant? Like, what made you put it in the dirt?
Man, it just started from, like, pretty much just, like, you know, in the streets, man. You know what I'm saying? Moving a couple packs here and there or whatever. And then you get tired. Like, I'm kind of late to it, but not too late. But, like, you get tired of playing, you know, 3,000, 1,500, you know, like, for bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna grow my own, man. And started out in a little, my boy was getting ready. He was moving, right? He had a little, he had a box that he built, like, probably like a 2x4 box by, like, 4 feet height. And, yeah. I was like, you know, that's where I started at with the little hydro kit right there. I think it was, like, Emily's Garden or something like that, like, little hydroponic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's where it started at.
How was that first trial, man, going, building, planting your plant?
It was horrible, man, like, but it was low-key, though, because, like, the way my boy built it, like, I had a plasma TV, so I used it as a TV stand with a curtain or, like, a sheet over it.
Oh, yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So people always come through. They never do.
Knew it was there?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
But I wasn't growing. Like, this shit was, you know, mad whack, man.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get into flower at least?
Yeah, I got into flower and stuff like that. But, like, the mold, I ended up going through bud rot and shit.
Yeah, yeah. So going through that experience, did you have any knowledge or anybody shared any knowledge on how to grow plants or no?
Yeah, man. One of the homies, his name... it's actually two people.
You ain't got to drop their names if you want to.
No.
Yeah.
My boy Stone Ninja, you know what I'm saying? He owns a Dojo Seed Company. He's killing it and shit. So you got him. He, you know, he helped me out a lot. Source certain genetics or whatever because he got, you know, his seed company and shit and shit smoking. Then my boy from NorCal, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to call him NorCal.
Yeah, yeah.
But he helped me a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like with the organic, the no-till, like, everything that I needed to know, he was there to help me out on phone calls to different room setups, build outs, and all that. So, yeah.
So when you grow yours, do you grow yours like, how do you grow yours with soil or hydroponic?
I'm actually doing two ways right now. I'm fucking with the earth box right now.
The earth box.
Yeah.
Elaborate on that a little bit.
Like, all right, so you can like either build your earth box or you can buy them. That's the name of company, but you know, you can get them in like 2x4 or 4x4, like you can build them in that, like they're like kind of like above ground, like that you would see above ground gardens or whatever, but these are lower on the ground, so that's what they, you know,
beds.
So you can dump like, you know, 10 bags of soil, 20 bags of soil in there and mix it up like the way you're saying, and grow. So like right now I'm messing with an earth box, not a big earth box, but it's probably like, I don't know, 30 inches by like 10 or something like that, like, and it's dope, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
So I got all my organic Pryland nutrients mixed in there and all that.
Does it already come mixed already with nutrients and shit, or you add more in there?
I add a little bit more, but yeah, it comes with it. Like, so depending on what company you go with, you know what I'm saying, they have a certain amount of your NPKs on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like, you can choose, like, the best organics that I've seen so far right now, it's like three companies for the most part. You got Build a Soil. They're 3.0. I don't use their the green bag. I just use the 3.0. Or they call it the light recipe. Pride Land, Earthshine, it's fire. And then you got your, you know, tried and true Fox Farm, and you got Aurora. 707's good too. So those are your, you know, choices of the soil, and you can choose what amendments that you want to put in there. So like in Cali, you can make your own soil. You know what I'm saying? Like out here, you can try, but they don't have places where you can actually get your soil like a minute the way you want it.
Yeah.
Whatever recipe, you know what I mean? So you have to get the little kiddie pool out, drop your dirt in there, mix it up.
So do you sell your own kind of brand like that too, or no? Do you sell your own like mix?
No. I don't sell my mix of it.
Is it a secret? You can't give it away or what?
I mean, yeah, I can hit me in the DM and ask me or whatever.
But I mean, it'd be cool like to sell your own mix at your own store though, you know?
Be like, yeah, that'd be cool.
You know what I'm saying?
It's expensive though. People didn't tell me how much it is to open up a store, man. You laughing.
No, I could just imagine, bro. Like the business side of it too, though. Like I didn't have no business savvy getting into all this shit. We're learning as we go, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we've been established for like 2019. And we've been trying to still understand the business and all the like tax write off, the tax, how to handle your taxes, the accounting.
I gotta figure out how to do my taxes right now, though.
And like learning, just take a class. I told my wife, just take a seminar on accounting. You know what I'm saying? Just so that way you get some basic knowledge to understand how to start this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, because she does a vending machine business too. You know what I'm saying? The podcast.
Oh, that's smart.
The podcast thing is like just free now, but we charge people just $50 because people be wasting time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I ain't gonna waste time. I got like five kids. I got a lot of shit going on. So if you want to book the podcast, you get a refundable fee. You know what I'm saying? 20 minutes late. You know what I'm saying? You forfeit it. You got to reschedule. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. But, I didn't even notice that, but don't even trip, man. It was cool. But now that we talk about it, I don't bring it up. Damn, you were late. I didn't even notice that. But it's all good, man.
I'm always late.
No, we were only supposed to start at 1:30, though. We didn't. You got here right on time. I got to 26.
Oh, shit. Damn.
You're good, man. We weren't supposed to start at 1. She told you, I think, 1:15 or something like that, because I had to clean up because we had a peer space book. Okay. But getting back to that, man, just learning how to. And you got to find, like, a good tax lady. Like, if you find a good tax lady, she'll be able to, like, guide you through this shit. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to be careful because there's a lot of scammers out there now, dog. Be putting money in shit and over here and fucking move you over there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, man, all I can just encourage people like that because you said you're learning. You got to figure all that shit out, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, one of my partners or whatever, he's pretty good at the shit. So I'm going to ask him, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So did you get any like business loans and shit after you got involved with this or no? You just went all fucking.
No, like my boy looked out, man, and shit. So like he helped me out a lot with the store, man. You know, he had a lot of faith in your boy, and I helped him with a setup too. You know what I mean? So like he wanted to learn how to grow and all that. So I showed him how to grow, taught him everything he needed. Then everybody, you know. People are like, oh shit, bro, this your first run? This shit crazy.
Yeah.
Made him look like an expert.
Hey man, sometimes you gotta take chances, you know? Did you have a job and shit before you had this business? And
I was working with my boy.
Oh yeah, the roots, right?
No. Like I always did like websites and you know, like certain like video art of I can't even talk about
that.
I used to, you know, help people with the video shoots and stuff like that. But now I worked at a car shop.
Okay.
Yeah, my boy owned a car shop, which is like my partner or whatever. So we opened up Chicago Canna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then this has been doing good, huh? You guys been
it's
doing
it's been all right. You know, ups and downs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, talk about that, man. Like, as far as, like you said, it's hard as hell to learn about this business. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, okay, so my boy Adam, co-partner or whatever, we added an extra person too, because he owned another grow store, whatever happened with it, you know what I'm saying? So we ended up partnering up. Adam was like, yo, you ready for this, bro? He's like, it's go time. I was like, all right, say less. I'm over here working on the cars and shit. He's like, let's get it, man. I was like, all right. So we went out, we picked him up, and we were planning for the West Chicago drop, but that didn't happen, so we moved to NIU. DeKalb area and shit. So,
Oh, okay. And
I'm trying to, yeah, I lost track.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Adam was like, yeah, it's go time. So, you know, he invested quite a lot of money. It's not cheap, man.
Yeah.
You got to get all the products. So, say that.
Like, so, you guys know, like, a lot of distributors? How did that go? How did you guys figure out, find distributors?
I had distributors already set up because, like I said before, I was helping people with their craft grow.
Yeah.
Or people out in Michigan or whatever they're at, like, helping them with their grows and building out rooms for them. So, I think I built out or helped out one of my boys, I think his name, Wendy or whatever. I sent them, like, schematics on how to set up the LED science lights or whatever so you can get the maximum,
maximum lighting.
Yeah, I'm high right now. I think this one had wax in it.
It's good, man.
But, yeah. So, so we already had the distributors down pack, you know what I'm saying, like, who we had to go with, what companies. There's only a few companies. And some of them, they buy-ins is kind of high, man. Like, sometimes you got to buy in 20,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, 20? Like, and that's just for one brand or whatever type of companies, you know what I mean? And then you got some that are like 5K or 10K. You know what I'm saying?
You got to have an account with them for that much?
You got to spend that much.
Yeah.
So you can have the account.
So did you need to pay that up front, or did you pay that, like, at the end of the month type shit?
Nah, no net 30s, none of that net 30, net 60.
None of that shit?
Nah, not till you start, like, reordering.
And like, multiple loads and shit?
Yeah, like, after you already spent $20,000 for your first order, or $10,000 for your first order.
Then they'll ship you another one, like, okay, no problem.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, depending on, because, like, with the soil, it's, like, two times a year that you want to actually buy it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was in, November. End of November. Great time to pick up soil in bulk, and you hold on to it. If you can hold on to it, you hold on to it. Because you're getting them cheap, man. I can't even tell y'all how much you can get them for. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you got to include shipping, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do free shipping after, like, 5 or 10K, which is crazy. So there's a lot of stuff to go into, like, owning any type of business. Then you got to choose your payment processing. What can you process with? You know, if you're using Square, Clover, you know what I'm saying? There's a couple other ones, though, too. But it all depends on what you're using. You know what I'm saying? You got to go over that. And your utilities, your gas, your light, you know.
Yeah.
Rent. And, you know, if you open up a business, the minimum lease years are, like, 3. That's the minimum.
3 years?
3 years.
You got to have that lease.
3 years, yeah.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So that's 3 years. You tied into it, or, you know, you might have to pay to get out of it, but who knows what that'll be.
Yeah.
Because at our like I said, at the store, we got the grow store, and then we got upstairs, we got Bob Exotics. You guys going to have to check him out. His name, you know, Bob Exotics, fire, man. He's doing his thing. They got an event coming up soon. I think it's called, like, Rosin. Some kind of Rosin championship or something like that. I might be saying it all weird and wrong right now, but they got some kind of event, you know what I'm saying, for the people who got the best, the terps, the best, you know what I'm saying, dabs, all that. Yeah, I should be there, man.
Yeah. So growing, the difficulties of dealing with pests and things like that nature, man, how do you handle that stuff? You mentioned mold and...
Yeah. So, like, there's a few things that you can go with that. Like, you got to decide what type of farmer what type of grower you're going to be. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be sticking with fully organic, or, you know, you're going to go with, your synthesis and shit. So, like, it all depends on which way you want to go, man. Organic, you know?
Yeah.
Or your salts, your synthetics. Once you choose that, say, organic route, you'll probably use, like, sulfur or Dr. Zymes. That's a really great organic product for pesticide or insecticide. Another one, plant therapy. They're really good. You know what I'm saying? Those are your certain choices or whatever. But the sulfur usually works the best. Try the sulfur first.
Is it growing plants?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, for, like...
To keep it away the pests and shit?
Yeah.
What kind of pests do you deal with?
You mean, I keep a thorough room, so, like, You got to keep it clean. But, like, most of the time you do battle, like, fungus gnats. You got thrips. You got aphids. You got caterpillars if you're growing outside. If you're doing indoor, you know, you got mites, man. And mites is the worst thing to have.
Spider mites.
I heard Mendo mites. Yeah, yeah. So, your whole crop.
So I think I read that they use ladybugs.
Ladybugs.
Like clean up the mites and all that shit. They'll munch on the little shit around the plants and shit.
Yeah, but you have to make sure that environment's set up for, you know, the ladybugs and stuff like that. And if you're, like, battling mites, man, you might as well just cut all your plants and start over. Like, throw, you know, you're going to have to wash everything, quarantine everything, all that. Wipe down walls with bleach, or not bleach. You got Xeritol or a couple other companies out there that you can use. So,
why do you got to do all that?
Their environment, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you don't get mold spores, because mold spores can go everywhere, man.
Yeah.
And actually, talking about mold too, Illinois don't even check for mold, man. So, you know, a couple of these dispensaries y'all be going to, man, they don't check for mold. Illinois is not required. So, you'd be like, oh man, this shit icy. Look at the ice on it. I'd be like, bro, that's mold, man. For real. You'd be like, damn, this bag is busting. But it'd be mold spores, man. And people don't know the difference.
They
crack it open and they see that
shiny shit.
Yeah,
it starts all fluffy and shit.
No, like shit flying up towards you.
Oh.
Like when you snap the bud in the middle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You see it coming.
I don't buy from the dispensary. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't buy from them guys.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, that's what this one dude, this cultivator, Yareem, man. Shout out Yareem. I went to go meet him in Colorado, man. And he talked about, like, that shit. He talked about growing the best buds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Organically and shit like that.
It's going to give you that taste that you're looking for. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like people
that,
like,
damn, like this right here.
You like that? Yeah, man.
What is this, by the way, we're smoking? By the way, my man saved the last bit of his growth. So you can smoke it with your boy over here on the podcast. Fire, appreciate that. Yeah. But it's smooth as hell too.
Yeah, that's like pure Michigan cross with oh my gosh.
Pure Michigan.
Yeah, pure Michigan. Yeah, pure Michigan is a good strain, man. I know it's like I'm high, man.
I know.
All right, yeah, pure Michigan is peanut butter bruff and something else crossed. Or like, you know, Cadillac Rainbow, you know what I'm saying? Like, or Rainbow 2.0. There's so many different crosses with that, but yeah, that one's fire. A pure Michigan cross with Dosey Doe and shit.
Damn. So what's some of the downs, man, you had to deal with owning the cannabis store so far, man?
Like, with the store, only thing I can say is just, like, getting used to the people. Like, somebody that you never worked with, you know what I'm saying? It's like a, you know, like, feels like arranged marriage, kind of. Like, you got to fill each other out, like, you know, because say
egos are clashing.
Yeah, I mean, you can get that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You just gotta, you know, figure out what you want to do, and, you know, be mindful to everybody. So, like, you know, it's a lot of decisions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might want the store painted black.
Yeah.
You want it white.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing too. I had a recent business opportunity, and I had to back out just because it was just the same thing. Like, you know, my way wasn't good enough, so it was like, I mean,
yeah,
just me trying to save money. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the type of person of this to go do anything it takes to get it done, but in the cheapest way. And we got to move in steps to get it done. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't happen in the steps that I plan, then it's not gonna get done on time. You know what I'm saying? You can't just rush things. You know what I'm saying? You got to really think that shit out before you take this big ass risk. You know what I'm saying? And think about, how can we save money? What can we do to save money? You know what I'm saying? Just like that. And they want to go the opposite way. So I was like, yeah, this is not for me. You know, you do your thing, but I can't be a part of it because I got other things going on right now too. I can't jeopardize that based on the passive income that I just started having come in. So it's like, it wasn't just a move. It was too fast for me to jump into something else. So like, I had to take a couple steps back because, like, it was like, yeah, all right, cool. But I could have just let him do it too and spend the extra money, but I didn't want to spend the extra money. That's the problem, because I was calculating other shit that I had to use that money for.
Yeah.
Instead of just a place that's not going to be open for like a month. If we would have did it like the March 1st, because we were going to recently just do this, they're still in the process.
You're talking about generating revenue right away.
Yeah, generate revenue right away, because I was planning for March 1st to be open. We were going to work all for February to get it right. You know what I'm saying? But every week I could put money towards it so that way we could get it done in a month.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it done in a week, but you know what I'm saying? But yeah. Prosper to them, you know, keep doing your thing. Blessings, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a dope-ass spot when it's done, though. It's going to be a sick-ass psych wall. It's going to be one of the biggest in Chicago, probably.
You said what type?
A psych wall, like this, like what you got behind you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be like 16 by like 30. It's going to be dope as hell. Shout out A-Wall Studios.
Shout out, man.
Yeah. And so it's like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. So it's like, it's just hard when you get into business with people and you got your own mind, your eye, general ideas, and sometimes they can't cope with it. That's where the best business happens, though, when you are able to clash together and come to, you know what I'm saying, arrangement or an understanding. Like, all right, cool.
Comes down to a lot of communication.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Communication is everything.
Yelling, arguing with each other. But
yeah, I try not to argue with anybody. I just try to, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else tends to get offended, though. You know, it's just like, it's hard to deal with people. Especially when you go into business, when everybody's putting money up, and it's might be their money, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so their money, other person's money,
and then
time.
They got a way to do it, and if it's so simple to do it, then you just do it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like that's why I built this wall by myself. You know what I'm saying? And here for 5 weeks, I did it in 5 weeks, and
this shit's crazy, man.
And it's not even perfect though. You know what I'm saying? It's a, but it does its job for what I needed to do. You know, and
I'm loving it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, now you ever need anything done, we could go set up or something over there. Or you come here and get some headshots for
definitely.
The website, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
The employee or something, the CEOs and shit, you know?
Yeah. You do something like that.
But yeah, man, just in that sense of just understanding, like, business. And, like, I come from, like, nothing too, bro. So to come from that to never even being taught about business or having a business or even dealing with people, being social, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm an introvert at heart, you know what I'm saying? I just be chilling. And this shit was just another way to open up and get over that hump to, like, embrace people. Because it was just always, like, me at the crib, you know what I'm saying? Or in our neighborhood. We never really ventured out. And then until I got older and I started really meeting people and getting away and fucking all these locations I was at. Because I used to live in Toledo. I used to live in Orlando.
Toledo,
Ohio? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Wade High School,
damn,
in the East Side. It's like worse than Gary over there now. All the fucking tweakers, man. There's a lot of fucking tweakers over there now, man. I went over there last time. A lot of my friends, a couple of my friends died too that I went to school with, man, from fucking fentanyl, you know.
Yeah, that shit's that's crazy out here now, man.
Yeah,
fentanyl and everything.
Everything, bro. I heard they're sprinkling it on weed too now, man.
That's what I heard, man. What people be like, yo, smoke. I'm like, bro,
yeah,
I don't
even know where that shit come from.
They don't even know where it come from.
Yeah, man. That's like the biggest part and importance of smoking marijuana now. Because like I was telling you before the podcast, like I watched this video the other day talking about these Chinese nationalists that own all this grow land that are farming out there in the warehouses and shit in Oklahoma. Because Oklahoma's like the number one fucking cannabis distributor, industry, revenue-making this past year.
This year, okay.
Yeah, it's the most money. Not Colorado, not California, I guess, because they're over there selling fucking pounds for like $100 because they're making so much of it. You know what I'm saying? They're just destroying the market, and they're flooding. There's like 70% of the weed is coming from them.
The booth packs.
Yeah, right, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's crazy as hell. They took control and take land inside like fucking Oklahoma, you know? They're there. And there's there's a crisis too down at the border. You know what I'm saying? All these illegal aid. Bro, I watched a video today where motherfuckers are just driving straight to the border, and all these Chinese people are just crossing.
What?
Yeah, bro, I promise you, it's crazy as hell. It's just crossing the border. It's like clockwork, dog. There's an SUV just pulling up. You see them pull up.
Yeah.
At the end of the fence, they'll drop them to the end of the fence, and all these fucking Asians would come out And they're just crossing the border, bro, throwing their fucking visas or car or passports right there, throwing them on the ground and shit. There's like people, the fucking border patrols just watch, they're watching.
That shit crazy.
Yeah, bro. Over like 2.3 million people in the last couple of years came over from.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot of Chinese people coming from China. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A communist country. That's, you don't think they're. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm just an average human being. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm thinking, overthinking, but I'm just saying, if I was just a leader of the world and I can easily just infiltrate my people to the heart of America, what else can I get there?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what else can I get there?
Yeah.
And that's just getting off subject a little bit, but.
Yeah, Oklahoma's definitely doing their thing. Yeah, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like important, like he said, make sure you know where you get your bud from.
Yeah,
you smoking mold over there, yeah. Going to dispensaries.
Yeah, definitely. You know, smoking mold, all that. But yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of dope Chicago growers too, besides me. My boy Antoine, he's a dope grower. My boy Menace, he's a dope grower. And Chicago Cultivation, he's a dope grower too. That I've seen so far. Like, if you're talking about the IG or real life shit, oops.
Wait, the Chicago Cultivator, is that the one that threw that show? Did he throw that show, that Cultivation Fest?
No, not him.
Oh.
Like, that's one of his IG names or whatever. But, yeah, it's a lot of dope growers out here, man.
Well, get at me, dog. Let's get on the podcast, talk some more.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring him. I'm going to have him bring everybody through it, man.
Yeah, for sure. But going through learning how to grow and what not to grow. What was your favorite strand to start growing after you learned how everything about it, like the genetics and the terpenes? I just found out what the terpenes were and all that shit, man, from 1937 group. It came on here.
Okay, 19.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
Jackson,
cool.
What's it?
Oh, he was up here?
Yeah, yeah. Jackson, I forgot the other guy's name. So many.
Can't think.
His other partner, his partner. The
lady?
Huh?
You talking about 1947?
1937 group.
Oh, 1930. Okay.
Jackson.
No. I'm thinking of Caviar, not Caviar.
Well, bro, I'm sorry. I can't remember your name.
Yeah.
I'm fucking stoned and fucking.
We getting lit, man.
Yeah, yeah, bro. But what was your favorite strand like after you?
Bad Attitude.
Bad Attitude?
Yeah. It's pretty. It was like one of them things that you light up. Like on a bag smell, like on a look. Probably by like a 7 smell factor. Like when you open up that bag or whatever, mm-hmm. You smell it. It was like a good like 5.
It wasn't that, but when you smoked it?
When I call it pre-light. Once you pre-light it, motherfuckers can smell that shit a block away. Like it was crazy loud, man.
Are you serious?
Crazy loud. It was Bad Attitude, man.
Can you still grow that?
I'm trying to get the seeds from Ninja. I'm trying to get the seeds, man. I need some more because I lost that strain because I got sick with COVID and I end up losing like
damn
10 plants. Like I'm talking about when I say plants, I mean mom plants. And
why, those are the ones that birth seeds or something or what?
Those are the ones that I had my cuts on, like
your clones.
Like, yeah, my clones. You know what I'm saying? Like Bad Attitude, Gorilla Fuck. Like I was going to events in Michigan and New York and shit like that. So like. And my boy's from Cali, you know, plug me. I lost my Marathon OG fucking cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, I lost a lot of different cuts, man. Yeah, damn. COVID fucked me up. But, yeah.
So, mother plants. So, how many clones would you be able to make out of one mother plant?
Could be 100, 200.
For real? And you still get a decent amount of fruiting on it?
Yeah, I mean, like, you just veg that out. So you, once you take the cuts or whatever, boom, 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 and then you put in, you know, your cloning solution, boom, put it in your clone, you know, tray or whatever, put the light on there, and then, yeah, man.
Start establishing roots. And
yeah,
stuff.
Then you transplant them, boom, then you make a new mom or whatever, and you can take cuts off of that or, you know what I'm saying, like, you can just keep redoing the process.
Yeah.
So, like. Yeah, Bad Attitude was my favorite strain. I lost it. Got to get another strain back. But I had a blueberry. It was this blueberry was fire, man. It smelled like blueberry, tasted like blueberry. Like, it was crazy, man. And that was by Humble Seed Company. They had a nice blueberry strain. But yeah, I got a lot of new shit dropping soon. I'm trying to decide what brand that I'm going to put it under. Like, if I'm going to do it under Chicago Canna or if I'm going to do it under Hidden Hills Farms or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't get confused with the other Hidden Hills, though. But.
Oh, there's another Hidden Hills?
Yeah. But they different, though. You know what I'm saying? They're a club. This is a farm. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm trying to decide where I'm going to drop those new strains, so be on the lookout. And I'm going to have to get some testers. So if you guys want to grow, you know what I'm saying, you guys got a little decent setup or whatever, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? And I get you guys some cuts or whatever so you can grow some of my gear or pop some of the seeds that I'm going to be having coming out. So
does a plant just naturally give off seeds, or does it you got to do something to make it produce seeds?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, like, so breeding seeds or whatever, it all depends on where you start. But, like, you take a male plant, female plant, cross-pollinate, make seeds. You know what I'm saying? But those are just regular seeds. You got your...
Oh, so that's why you just want female plants all the time and keep them away from the males so that way they don't...
Yeah. So most of the time you throw away your males, unless you're breeding. You know what I'm saying? Like, because then you're trying to look for a certain type of thing or whatever. Or you can feminize, but you know, you can do like STS spray or hormones or whatever, and where you can come out with female seeds. It'll be like 99% like no male.
No shit.
Yeah. So then you can pop the seeds again, and you know they're all female. You don't have to worry about it.
So how long from start to begin, from... beginning to end, from seed, can you crop, like, yeah, from
seed to harvest,
or from clone to harvest?
Clone to harvest. I mean, like, 3 months.
And that's if everything goes good.
That's everything goes
good. The environment don't fail.
Yeah, you do 3 week veg, flip.
So the last cultivator I had on too, he was talking about like you have like certain temperatures, different temperatures and shit for certain plants?
Yeah, it all depends on what you're growing, man. What grower you had on here?
Yareem. He's from Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, damn, I thought he was from out here. I was like,
No. No, you're the first one, really, man.
Okay.
Besides Jackson, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Jackson grows?
Yeah. Jack from 1937 grew.
Yeah, I didn't know he grows, though.
I think they got, I don't think they grow. They got somebody, one of his growers or something, wherever to get their bud from.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
He's got like, somebody that grows for him.
Yeah. That'd be dope if he started growing. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but they got a lot going on, man. The KVL festival thing, were you there?
Yeah, I was at the KVL, the fashion...
Flower Ball.
Flower Ball. Yeah. I was there.
That shit was fire. That shit was lit, bro. Shout out to them for that.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, that venue was fire, too, man.
Yeah.
It was cool. It had an outside, and then you go inside and shit for
the fashion. Yeah, they had the tour bus and all that. And
yeah, they got the tour bus, the Hillen tour bus.
Yeah.
1937.
Yeah, I was on that bad boy, man.
I see you got the Bloom on their hat. That's why.
Bloom's doing his thing. You know, they from Cali, though, too.
Yeah. That's the dude I'm talking about.
Okay.
Like,
when I say the Bloom, like, for, like, vapes and shit like that, like, Bloom is dope. They are, like, the standard of, like, they're, like, Apple in, like, the weed industry, you know what I mean? Like, the way they, the device look, the lanyard they give you, you know, overall and everything like that, and that shit's smoking. So, shout out to Bloom. You know, they in Illinois now. They're working with KVL and a couple other companies or whatever, but... They're doing their thing.
Yeah. So for the last 6 months, right? You've been open about like 6 months now?
I feel like longer now. But yeah.
In October?
Like, yeah, October.
November, December.
Yeah.
6 months. Five months.
Yeah, five months. Damn. Time's flying. I haven't been there in a month.
You haven't been there in a month?
Nah. I've been taking care of shit, man.
Yeah. So when you're not there, are you just like the managing guy? Or you own the whole store? Run the store?
Yeah, so like it was me, Charlie, Adam. Adam was never there because he was at the automotive shop. So, you know, me and Charlie, I do th- 3 or 4 days each, you know what I mean, from open to close. Or you might catch us both there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah. I love the store, man. But it's a drive, though. Like, so if you're coming from, like, the Fox Stadium, you're going all the way to motherfucking NIU, like, and try to be there at 9, that's like an hour and a half, 2-hour drive. Hour back home with no traffic at, like, 8 o'clock. So.
Damn. Yeah, that's what sucks for me, too, man. When I was out there working, I was working at Joliet, and then I would go home and come all the way back and do podcasts at, like, 7. I'll schedule them for, like, 7 at night, and then I'll get home probably fucking 1 o'clock, and I'll do that shit all over. I was doing that shit for months, bro.
Yeah.
And just to put in the time to run in all the businesses and shit and trying to figure everything out. And, you know, there's still shit that I deal with because there's a lot of people that don't have the same ambition or drive or as driven as you, you know what I'm saying? So that's the difference between things. Some people just want shit served to them, you know what I'm saying? Like
they wanted to, you know, jump on their back.
Yeah.
Walk to the store.
So for me, it was just like nobody had that drive like me. Nobody could match my drive. It's like hard. And so I found this young kid, David. Shout out David, man. He's a well-driven kid. Like he's just like he's thinking, you know what I'm saying? He's a nonstop thinker, bro. Getting shit done, like making these cool-ass ideas up. And that's what you need, some motherfuckers around you to be creative and understand it, to have the same views and shit like you, you know what I'm saying? And you being dedicated to be driving back and forth and shit to DeKalb.
Yeah, a lot of people be like, man, why you choose to open up the store out there? You know what I mean? I'm like, you say you'll do whatever for your dream, right? Get your dream, you'll do whatever. And people, you know. Like, I'm doing whatever I need to do. If my boy says, hey, we got to open up over here, but you'll get that motherfucking store, we get the store up and running and everything like that, shit, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, follow your dream, man. Everybody be like, oh, you know, they got a dream, but they never want to, you know, do it.
Yeah.
You just got to out and just do it, man.
Yeah.
Jump off the porch.
Oh yeah, that's what that dude Gary Vee. You ever listen to Gary Vee?
Yeah.
I fuck with Gary Vee heavy. Like he talks about, like bro, just there's no such thing as excuses, perfect or anything. And especially content nowadays, he's like, dude, just fucking drop content. And like all I've been doing is just dropping podcasts every year and staying consistent. Like it wasn't even consistent, but it was just like still just consistent enough so people were still listening, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, no, you're doing your fucking thing, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And it's just like, that's what I tell people, too. It's just like, dog, you just got to start, you know what I'm saying?
You just got to go, you know what I mean? Just start.
Yeah. That's the most important thing, and just don't quit and don't look back, because that, like I said, man, like, I dreamed about this shit fucking years ago, and it's just like, a lot of us, I always tell this to people now, ever since I thought of this, like, we live in our dreams that we thought about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago, we don't even realize it in the moment type shit, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't live in the moment, you know what I'm saying? We're just thinking about the future and what's coming or what can happen or, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just living in the moment, like, damn, sit back and think. Like, damn, it's just pretty dope, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One day, I did that shit the other day. I was just here just chilling, like, what the fuck? Like, bro, this shit's pretty lit right now, like, shit's going in the right direction. It's like all paying off. Like recently, dog, it's like just like a shift. You know what I'm saying? It's just like shift. Like instead of coming this way all on my fucking back, it's starting to now I can almost stand up again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the spot's dope, man. Like I said, I love it.
I appreciate it, man.
With the widescreen, that's how I'm working, man. Your setup's similar to mine.
Yeah,
man.
Bro, you got to get it done. And I be gaming too now too, bro. I be streaming so.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox. All right, PC. Xbox and PC.
All right, Xbox. That's all I play, man.
Yeah, man. What do you play, Call of Duty?
I've been fucking with the Call of Duty. I'm a huge fan of PUBG, man. I've been playing that. So a lot of people can't play PUBG.
I'm going to have to get that shit for PC, dog, because I fuck with PUBG and Call of Duty.
Yeah. Before that, for me, was Battlefield.
Yeah, Battlefield is cool. It's a good game. It's a different feel for sure. But, yeah, I've been streaming for the last, I think, about a week now. I'm only doing this shit because I'm just trying to help my son, dog, like how simple it can be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you got all that fucking gear, like, why not just do it? You know what I'm saying? Just fucking do it. Like, that's the fucking, like, people are watching. Like, I watched this dude called Grandpa Gaming. Shout out Grandpa Gaming, man. I'd like to have you on a podcast. We give you a video one. But just he's a fucking 71-year-old fucking retired vet sniper.
Oh, yeah, I seen some of them.
Yeah, bro, bad. You know what I'm saying? And he's fucking out there just, you know what I'm saying? Shooting them down. And he's fucking cracking up. He's got a funny-ass laugh. And this is an old-ass man just having a fucking good time playing the game.
Yeah.
And I just told my son, because they're all, like, competitive with cousins and shit. You know, I hate this shit because I get in the lobby and they talking all stupid together and shit, like talking bad to each other. So I be telling them, man, like, calm down, bro. It's just a game. It's entertainment, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to use this shit for have fun with your cousins in a good way, not fucking be enemies after you get off and tomorrow night, oh, fuck that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I ain't going over there no more. Fuck Uncle Papa's or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's entertainment, and you guys try to, because you guys are so good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And nobody can be good as match your energy. Like, bro, just be appreciative that you're good. You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Yeah.
You can't expect the same expectations from everybody, like what you're getting. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's facts, man.
I'd be playing a game just for fun, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. We could exchange our fucking gamer fucking tags after this.
But you know who I wanted to see, though, too? I know it's off topic, but since you said the gaming grandpa, him versus, like, Butter Knife Jr. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I hit grandpa with the Butter Knife Jr. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be dope if they ran across each other in a lobby.
Yeah, yeah. That would be dope. In a battlefield?
Yeah, like Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, I got my name, Cushion Coffee, on Twitch now. Cushion Coffee Podcast. I'm gonna switch it to gaming. I'm gonna start a whole nother channel with that, because I just redid the, because I do a whiteout freestyle now here, so it's all white background and just a rapper with the mic and shit.
Oh, just rapping.
Yeah. So, and then I got something else cooking, man, for like the people with, like, the artists that come on the podcast. I want to start like a mixtape. Like a Cushion Coffee mixtape.
Okay.
So, like, a volume one, like, boom, you know what I'm saying?
That should be hard, man.
And then, like, have, like, the rappers that I liked that came on a podcast and I fucked with.
What rappers you like, man? What rappers you like?
AM Early Morning was really dope. He, like, hip-hop. There's actually this girl, Gianna, that just came on here recently. She was a dope MC, dog. She was no rapper. She's from Chicago and Oakland. She's coming up. Farron, I believe her last name was. Gianna Farron. But shout out her, because she was really dope, man. She had some real lyrical, dog. She was fucking cold. AM Early Morning, Emerge is pretty dope. I really don't really get into that super trap music, you know what I'm saying? I kind of stay away from
that.
Yeah, I kind of stay away from that, bro, because the frequencies and vibrations is everything for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I try not to have that consciously on my mind, you know what I'm saying? So it's like having those negative thoughts or being hearing those negative thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Just it's not what I'm looking for in my mood setting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
So I fucking listen a lot. Who else? Young. I fuck with Al Hitter, though, even though he's a little bit on that trap side, but he's not that bad. I fuck with Al Hitter a little bit.
Okay.
Who else? These Young Bucks.
I met him before, Al Hitter.
S&I, just a little. These dudes, I met these dudes. They came on the podcast as well. S&I, they're kind of like a little, like, fast. Fast Spanish, like, they're Spanish guys, but but they got, like, a fast rap, bro, like some Twister shit, like all of them, you know what I'm saying? They're pretty dope. They're Young Bucks too, man. They're young kids, not Young Bucks, but shout out to S&I. One of the dudes actually engineers for me, but yeah, he's pretty dope. Who was this other kid, man? What's this other kid's name? He was another damn, there's so many people. Xavier Two Times was really dope. I fuck with Xavier Two Times. No Sleep, No Bueno, No Sleep, No Bueno, I think his name was Marcus No Bueno.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard of him, but he's from the Burbs too. He's
Marcus.
You
got dreads? Like,
Yeah.
I think I know who he is.
I think he's got dreads. Yeah. I think
is he tall?
Marcus No Good, I think it's called.
Yeah, I know him. They rock with my boy Menace and them.
Yeah, he's pretty dope though. Young Dink, he from around my area too.
Okay.
But he's always been dope. He's been a dope MC too, like lyrical. He be storytelling and shit too.
Yeah.
I really don't fuck with Dirt. I fuck with Ye heavy though. You know what I'm saying? I understand Ye. We both Geminis, you know what I'm saying? So we understand each other.
A lot of dope artists out here, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent, bro.
This is one girl named Via Soul. She's pretty fucking dope. She's really good at rapping and singing.
Yeah, There's this one jazz singer, man. I was trying to get her on, but she's not in the area anymore. She said she moved away. But shit, if you know that girl and she wants to get on, man, let her know. I'll fucking book her up, you know?
Yeah, I got a lot of people for you to bring up here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Who you got for the Super Bowl, man?
I don't even know, man. I had to look at my books on that. I'm going to have to look at my books because I'm going to, you know, hop on a FanDuel.
Man, bro, me and my son went to the game the other day, the Bulls game, and I had against Toronto. Like, it was like a week and a half ago or some shit. And I needed, what's his name, Cody White, and what's the white kid's name? Goofy kid, look. Fuck his name, man. Everybody's got a big fan. Everybody's a big Caruso.
Oh, Caruso.
Yeah, so I needed both of them to hit 2 threes, and I think they went like 1 for 4. Both of them went. One of them went like 1 for 5 and 1 for 4 on 3-point attempts. And I just need both of them to hit 2 threes, and they fucking that's it, bro. But they went like fucking like 4 attempts, 5 attempts. Like, come on, man, you gotta knock those down, bro. I'd have cleared like 780 right there. And I just needed them to fucking score those 3 pointers, and it was like every time they went up, man, I was just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nope, thong brick nation over here. If they would have hit probably like those, if they would have went probably 3 for 4. And that dude would have probably went 4 for 4, 3 for 5. They probably would have won the game because they lost by like 6.
That made me hungry as hell when you said 4 by 4. Let me get that win.
Then 4 for 4. Shit. So, man, how do you handle like payroll? You got payroll? You got people working for you and shit like that?
No, it's just us, man, right now.
Okay, just you doing the labor and all that?
I don't know. Like, Charlie's probably at the store majority of the time. Because, like I said, I took off a month or whatever. I had to go through a couple things I had to deal with. So it's just me, Adam, Charlie, and majority of the time I work 3 or 4 days a week. He worked the other days. You know what I'm saying? We just rotate. We're in a rotation.
How big is the store?
I don't know, like
2,400 square feet.
Yeah, 2,400.
So how do you do your marketing and promoting and shit for the store, though? How did you manage doing that?
A lot of IGs. And like I said, we throw, they throw events called Little Beans Farmer Market or whatever.
Okay.
So, like, we do pop-ups. So does Bob Exotics. He does his own pop-ups and shit. We might all do another one all together again. We're working on IG, TikTok. But TikTok's kind of hard because you can only do so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
You can't even smoke, bro.
What?
Nope, you can't even smoke. That's why I got to be careful what I post on TikTok. Like, my wife does, like, she uses that Canvas art app, and she does, look fucking, like, covers certain things and shit like that.
Yeah, Canvas is dope, man.
Yeah, Canvas works pretty good, quick, on the fly, real quick. To make something like a little poster or some shit, a little flyer or something, that shit fucking works perfectly. There's no promotion for Canvas or nothing like that, but if you want me to, get in, give me a shout out. I do use your app, so tap in with me.
Hire a graphic designer.
Yeah. I do that too, so get at me. So, for the manager of the store, because like you just probably run the store with one person, right, while you're there?
Yeah, like, okay, so.
They don't get too crazy, right? Like,
No, it's just the homies be coming through. Yeah, and that's when, like, you end up having like 6-7 people hanging out at the store playing chess. We got 2 chess boards or whatever.
Got a little back room and shit, a little chill spot and shit.
No, it's like right on the glass, man. Like,
okay.
Yeah, but we got upstairs, we got a smoke shop, it's called Bob's Exotics. He got his glass store and everything like that. So we're approved for that and everything like that. And the grocery store is downstairs. So when people go to the glass shop, and come back down or whatever, we're like, do you guys grow? It's a perfect hybrid spot.
Okay.
And I do a lot of online sales, so I manage mainly that. So I built the website, put up all the products, the pricing, like the marketing with that, email and all that stuff. So like building out a customer list and tracking everything it's a lot of time. So sometimes I don't even have to be at the store to work from my house getting shit done.
Yeah. Taking care of orders and going through the orders. Yeah. And taking care of, like, the website, obviously, right now.
Yeah, then I have to call, the vendor up or whatever and be like, yo, I need this sent to here. Because now with the shipping, they used to offer free shipping for, like, after you spend a certain amount of money, then they just give you free shipping. They took all that shit away.
No shit.
So now I can't get, like, with the e-commerce, man, like, it's hard for me to get exact pricing on certain items. Because, like, I can tell you what this product costs.
Yeah.
But then, like, think about going, you know, each vendor to different locations. Like, I can't tell you how much, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to charge them. Then, send them an email back out, like, hey, this is your shipping cost.
Yeah.
We have to charge you for that. You know what I mean? Like,
sorry, but.
Damn. Yeah, because I can guesstimate how much certain things, you know what I'm saying?
Might be.
Yeah, but who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like, so not all companies tell you what their set pricing is. Because one company, if you spend like $50, $100, you already know what your shipping costs will be just off based off their product.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Man. So you ship your stuff all across the country right now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, New York, Colorado, everywhere for the most part, man.
So online sales is where it's at for you most. It helps out tremendously.
Yeah. Definitely helped out, man. Got me over a little hurdle or whatever, but yeah, online is.
Did you have that up and running before you had the store up, or you just did it right before?
I had it before.
The store okay. And did you do all the marketing and promoting before the store opened too and all that?
Yeah.
So like, how long out did you do it? Like a couple of weeks, 30 days?
No, I was doing it way before, man.
You just letting everybody know, hey, we're building a store, it's happening.
No, like, it was going on. Like, I was getting orders from, like, IG or, like, people hitting me up, like, in the DMs, like, yo, hey, I want to get, like, 5 of these lights. And, you know what I'm saying? They didn't want to, you know, have it in their name or, like, if they, you know, got 10 Gs or 20 Gs, like, you know, I'm like, shit, I got it for you, bro. You know, I'll go meet up with you, whatever. Give me the 5 racks, 10 racks. Order up your, through my business, you know what I'm saying? And that helped me out, too. To help me get into different tiers. A lot of people don't know there's different payment or like discount tiers.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, that helped out a lot, man. So like, I already had the Chicago Cana up and running like a year and a half before.
Okay.
We actually opened up the store.
So okay. And yeah. Then you got the store, and then it was just like, okay, now we got a location.
Yeah. Perfect. Brick and mortar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were getting like shit shipped to my boy automotive shop, like.
Fucking pallets and shit. Yeah. Shout out to the boy.
Yeah, he's probably still getting mail from me right now. But yeah, man, like that's where it started, man. You know, one of my homies, you know, he invested. He ended up going with the Science LED lights or whatever. Like I said, we met up, gave him his lights or whatever, shipped it, and he liked them, man. Then you know, people just. Give you more and more business once you build a relationship.
Yeah, man.
And, man, I'm telling you, this has been a lot of struggles with the business, man. Actually, one good story about that, the dude who got the light or whatever, who, you know, got the light and whatever. Yeah, dude, like, one time I got finessed. Not from the dude who purchased it or whatever, but, like, I never received one of my items. So, dude hit me up, you know what I'm saying, like, everything went, he spent probably like $8,000 to $9,000 with me, you know what I'm saying, gave me cash, everything went great, you know what I'm saying. Now he went to go get some more stuff, like he wanted dehumidifiers, and I feel like a lot of people don't tell you like stories of like what happened in business, like business is not always going to be up and down, you know what I mean?
It's not a fucking straight down, and it's not a straight arrow, like it's fucking, that shit's.
Yeah, man, and one of the vendors, right, all right, so now they just made it so you can order through them, right? But before, they didn't have, you had to go through another authorizer. You know what I'm saying? Like, for, like, the Midwest or this and that, like, you had to go through them to even get whatever you were going to get. So, like, you know what I'm saying? So now, if people already have these accounts, I got to hit them up, like, yo, hey, can you get me this, blah, blah, blah. And I bought things from Buddy before. So I don't know if Buddy went to jail or whatever.
Yeah.
I just never received my item. So that put me in a small business before we were up and running. Put me in a weird situation. Because Buddy's like, yo, where my stuff at, bro? Like, where my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I hit him up. He's not answering. You know what I mean? Like, he's not answering. I'm like, fuck.
That shit's fucking bad on you because the dude put your trust in, he gave you the bread. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I understand completely. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, I don't know what, because, you know, people want updates all the time. I'm like, bro, I don't have any update to tell you. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So One of them came in. He actually got one of his dehumidifiers. He got one of them, but he never got the other one. I'm like, fuck. And my boy's like, bro, we're about to open up the store. We got to figure this shit out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was a weird 3 month process, 3 or 4 month process. But, you know, shit happens in business, man. So we end up paying him back or whatever. My boy fronted the money, whatever was left of it, and paid him back for me.
So how much did these dehumidifiers cost?
Man, $1,900 to $4,000 a piece, $8,000.
And they just eliminate more moisture, obviously.
Yeah,
the more,
yeah,
more the bigger you
yeah.
get. So what would be a good humidifier for this room?
Just one, like a and then something small, like. But the moisture feels fine in here, so.
Yeah, it's not humid in here.
Nah, this would be ideal.
And stop recording. Oh no, no, just but yeah, man, that's just pretty dope.
Yeah, like yeah, for his, you know what I'm saying, he, you know, we had to pay him back like
2,500. Oh man, he just feels it on his skin, and he already knows it's a great temperature. He's like, yeah, we can do this.
Yeah,
you got the lights already going already.
Grab some more lights, man. That's all we need. But yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, it's always ups and downs in business. And, like, you're not going to make money right off. You're not going to be rich. Like, it might take you, like, 3-4 years before you start seeing some real fucking money.
Let them know.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, bro.
And people can't be greedy, too. That's another thing.
100%.
Like, would you love to do something, make less money doing something that you love every day?
Yeah.
Or get paid a shitload of money and do shit you fucking hate every day?
Yeah, you don't like.
Yeah.
100%. That's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to retire when I'm 40. I'm tired. I've been working so long. And like I said, man, we just been to a point where it's actually been that weight started to shift a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So
relieved.
Now I could just like focus on what really matters and what I could take care of. Cause like I got content that I could probably share for the next 10 years if I just stop making content right now, you know?
That's crazy. And you know, that's a lot of content.
Yeah, man. I know, bro. It's a lot. It's
that's
a lot. And I never shared it. Like, I have, like, all kind of concert photos and, like, all kind of dope-ass shit I went to. And the other day, somebody asked me for some sample pictures, right? And I just recently shared on my Straight Focus film.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. I kind of look back at it. I was like, fuck, these photos are super fire. You know what I'm saying?
You know they got a site now for that, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's just
that
like
extra B-roll footage and all that, man.
Yeah, man. I'll show you some photos real quick. But, and I was just like, damn, I was showing my cousin. I was like, look at this shit, dog. I was like, damn, bro, just to think, like, this shit's really fire. And it goes back to looking into that moment now, you know what I'm saying, to realize where you're at. And it's like everything that I've been doing all these years, it comes up to this moment where I'm at in life. You know what I'm saying? It's like super paying off right now. And like, I could just.
You get to do dope shit, man.
Yeah, so these are some of the images.
Oh, that shit hard.
Yeah, and I never promote, bro. Never market myself really at all.
The pink one.
Yeah, so it's like, but everything's transcending to what is becoming now.
That's crazy, bro. These are really fucking dope. I like that blue toe too. That shit pops.
Yeah, appreciate it. And just doing different shit like that. And like I said, we could do some macro shit for your grows.
Oh yeah, man. We'll come out with you. We have you your own strain out, man. We'll do one of those.
Yeah, we need a off the record talk about that too, man. But man, I appreciate you coming through, man. I don't want to keep you any longer. We've already been doing it a little hour. I don't know.
Oh, for real? It's been an hour.
Yeah, it's been an hour and like 15 minutes.
Oh,
so
man, we're going to have to do a part two. So.
And, yeah, man, anything you want to say,
man,
before we get out of here? Anything you want to market besides yourself? Chicago Canna, man.
Yeah, Chicago Canna, you know.
When can the website be up and running soon?
Just give me 1 week.
Give him another week, man.
Another week, it'd be back up because I'm losing orders, man. you know what I'm saying? Shopify is not the best to go with. Even though you're not selling anything weed related, they still consider it as growing some, you know, substance or whatever. So they're weird about certain shit.
Okay.
So you have to get a different processing company.
All right.
For real, man.
Yeah, yeah. The shit you battle with, right?
That's but I'm like, how do fucking Home Depot and all these other places get away with it?
They're big corporations, bro.
Yeah.
That ain't shit for the little guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the city part, too, because they squeeze the little guys to make them fucking struggle the most, and then they can bail these motherfuckers out, you know?
Yeah.
This is like that movie, Dumb Money. You ever seen that movie?
Dumb Money, yeah.
Bro, that's just, I can't believe I missed that. I can't believe I missed that fucking that rush. Yeah, dog, shit. I can't believe it. My dad even told me, too, before we get out of here. He's like, man, there's a couple young kids that fucking retired off that GameStop thing. I was like, what GameStop thing? And I looked it up. I was like, what the fuck? Like, no fucking.
That shit's crazy.
That's, and the motherfuckers left millionaires. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking stuck it to the big man. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers lost billions of dollars, bro. And then they bail them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, government bails them out.
And that's crazy. Nobody come bail me out, man.
Yeah, and then, right? Nobody fucking. All they want you to do is either shut down your store then, man. What are you going to do? We'll take all your assets. We'll liquidate everything and then fucking sell everything out for pennies. And then we'll still make a market. Take your name. Take everything. Fucking redo it. Like, that's how they do it.
That's right, man. But, yeah, we got a lot of new shit going, too.
But shit for the. Go ahead.
A lot of shit. Check out Bob Exotics, because you were telling me. Else I wanted to shout out Bob Exotics. He's doing his fucking thing, and then we're probably got some good things going on with Nature's Grace and stuff like that. They're
dope. Nature's Grace, that's a dope name.
Yeah, they're a cultivation center started women owned, so it's pretty dope, and I'm probably going to be working with them and a couple other people. But yeah, shout out to Bob Exotics. He's dope. Chicago Roots, they're fucking dope. Shout out to Menace, all my other homies, and all them. Windy City. Shout out to him.
Yeah, man. Well, again, appreciate you coming on, man. Appreciate you coming to share your light with me today. Appreciate the bud. The shit was fire.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. And definitely got to talk off the record.
Yeah, we talk off the record.
But it's your boy, man, Jay Banda, man. I appreciate you stopping through again. This can Chicago Canna, man. Get all your supplies. Website coming back in a week, he says.
A show.
Little Bean Farmer Market. Make sure to be on the lookout. Shout out Bloom, 1937 Group.
Yeah, shout out them, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Caviar, too.
Caviar, too. We out. Cushion Coffee Podcast, man. Appreciate you guys. Jet life. Next life. Jet life to the next life. Jet life to the next life. Don't miss this jet hole. Don't miss this jet hole. Don't miss this jet hole. Miss this jet hope, talking dead life to the next life, dead life to the next life, dead life to the next life, dead life to the next life. Don't miss this jet hope.
Club couches, gold digging holes, hounding, wishing to wake up in one of our houses, cause we got it, they want it. High-end shopping on Rodeo bags, boxes being carried, they wishing we was married. Yacht party, I suggested she wear no socks with asparagus, chopping Vogue and proper over vodka and cranberry. She wasn't offended, she was all the way with it, say she rolling with me cause she know I'm gone for the millions.
Don't miss this jet, ho. Don't miss this jet, ho. Don't miss this jet, ho.